2, 1, begin transmission.
Oh boy. Okay, here we go. It is 1930 UTC. The time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. My name is Tobe. I am the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And I hereby bring today's meeting to order. Oh boy, do I have some news. I have some strange news. But first, I gotta start checking for football on my TV. Having a very strange morning for various reasons that you will hear about shortly, but I have to turn away from another Thin Man. Looks like the Thin Man movies are on today on TCM. Shadow of the Thin Man is next, The Thin Man Goes Home, then Song of the Thin Men, and then That's Entertainment tonight at 7. And then That's Entertainment Part 2 and 3. Oh, that's just terrible. So yeah, there's nothing on TCM today, but that's not what we're looking for. We gotta check the sports. Gotta see what sports ball is on. Specifically, football. Not bowl games. Yeah, see, here's a bowl game. Oh, and look who comes crawling out from behind the futon frame. Why was a kitty hiding back there? Oh, I know why. And that's all part of what's going down here to this morning. No more football, another bowl games. Mulan is on in 20 minutes on the Family Channel. You want some of that Mulan, McDonald's McNugget Mulan Szechuan dipping sauce? You know the sauce I'm talking about. You know the one I'm talking about. So I'm still flipping through the thing, looking for football. Falling behind. I'm looking at things that don't matter. Okay, gotta check these sports. Got some college later and just professional fighters league. Nothing sounds less professional than when you call your organization the professional blank blank. Just take my word for it. Where are we at here? Oh my god, look what's on right now. It just started. Jersey Girl. You know, that hit movie starring Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez. And there are still Christmas movies playing on both Hallmark channels. Go figure. Snatch in Spanish. And he keeps going. What else is there to check? We got to check 222. And it looks like, what do we got? We got all UFC. Okay. So I don't got to worry about football anymore. Oh, where are you going? I thought somebody was going to hang out. No. Okay, so I'm in the clear. Something else unusual that's going on right now, and you may have noticed this. You might be thinking at this time, geez, Tobe, your show has been going on for almost 4 minutes now, or almost, yeah, 4 or 5 minutes now. And you have yet to take a drink of tea. Oh, I know. Isn't that wacky? Isn't that strange? Yes, it is. That's because my tea is brewing right now. I'm running a little bit behind. So I made some tea and I started doing the show. I just have some timing issues today. Everything's messed up and I'm kind of tired and blah, blah, blah. So, what does it all mean? What it means is that I did not sleep well overnight. And I went to bed. I tried to go to bed early, and actually did attempt to. I was laying down, and it's under the blankets and everything, and I could not go to sleep. And then by the time and that was probably around 2:30, and I was still awake by 3. And by this time, that's when Pippa decided to start playing with stuff and started terrassing around, and she was playing with something, and she was knocking it into guitars and stuff, so every once in a while I could hear plang. She was just being crazy. I don't know if I just wasn't tired enough. So I managed to fall asleep late. And here's the weird part. I made sure to go to the bathroom twice before I went to bed, but for some reason, at 6:25, approximately 2 to 2.5 hours after I went to sleep, I woke up because I had to go to the bathroom. So I woke up, went to the bathroom, and then I got back in bed. And this is the weird part. Somehow I got myself tangled up in the strings/ropes of my shredded blanket, and I didn't realize it at the time. But that became a factor later. Okay, so then what happened? So I fell back asleep by 6:30 a.m., and I'm thinking, oh yeah, okay, good. I'm gonna sleep the night away. This is gonna be great. Did that happen? Of course it did not happen. Because then I was promptly awakened at 8:43 a.m., just a little over 2 hours later. Now here's the fun part. Here's the game for you to play today. What woke me up at 8:43? It was a noise. It was a loud noise. What loud noise woke me up at 8:43? Let's make this a multiple choice question. All right, so what woke Tobe up at 8:43 a.m.? Was it A, a UPS truck having some kind of engine troubles outside of my house, out in the front of my house after delivering a package to somebody across the street? Or B, oh, was it children playing outside, being obnoxious and running around and screaming like they will do? C, was the sound my neighbor's dog barking? You know, that annoying little dog that they never let indoors for whatever reason. Don't you like your pet? Why do you... Or D, was it the sound of chainsaws and or industrial wood chippers? I'll give you 30 seconds to consider your answers. I'm not going to give you 30 seconds. I'm going to tell you the answer right now. The answer is D. D as in dog. No, I wasn't awakened by the dog. I was awakened by chainsaws. And then an industrial wood chipper. Tobe, what were the chainsaws for? Well, regular listeners and long-time listeners, you've had to have been listening for about 4 months to know what's going on here. But regular listeners to this show will realize, they will be wondering, oh my gosh, Tobe, did your tree finally get taken out? And yes, my dear listeners, I can confirm for you at this time that the terrible tree has finally been removed. It didn't take them long to do it, all things considered. But, yeah. I tried to keep sleeping through it. I didn't bother getting up. I just kept laying here. and they were done by about 11:30 or maybe a little bit earlier. I don't know. Because, like I said, I was trying to sleep. I probably did fall asleep after they left for a while. But anyway, yeah. I had no warning. I did not know that they were coming today. So, yeah. I was surprised. But I just kept laying here, trying to go back to sleep. You're not going back to sleep when you have one of those giant industrial tow behind industrial wood chippers, you know, not even 15 meters from where you sleep. It's crazy. So, yeah, that's the good news. The deadly tree is no longer in my backyard. It's no longer in existence. It is no longer a threat to life. I was going to say life and limb. Get it? Life and property. Oh, so the tree is gone. When I went up to the kitchen at about noon to make my breakfast, eating waffles, I looked out there and there's a gap. There's a big gap where that tree used to be. And there's, I can kind of see the stump. And there's kind of a big pile of sawdust in the corner of my yard there. If no one remembers, that tree is right in the corner, right up against the fence in the corner of my yard, between my yews. So I thought they were going to have to cut out some of the yew trees to take it out, but I don't think they did. And there's the sound of the first sip of tea of the day. It's very hot still. But it's ready to drink, and it's good. And I like tea. So yeah, isn't this a surprise? The tree is gone. So I've been thinking a little bit. I've got a stump out there. What am I gonna do? And I'm thinking maybe I will plug it. Plug it for mushrooms. Now, of course, this tree is a sugar maple. And these aren't the best trees for a lot of the mushrooms that I would normally want to try to cultivate. And so I've been trying to think about what mushrooms grow good on sugar maples. And I think oysters. I think various oyster mushrooms will grow fairly well. Trying to think. I should look this up, shouldn't I? Yes, I should. So I'm wondering, geez, this spring, I wonder if I should order up some mushroom spawn, get some plugs of some kind, then I can go out there and drill the stump and plug it. And then, you know, grow some mushrooms. I'm trying to think. Is that a good place? Well, it's not terrible. Maybe not, you know, prime location for growing mushrooms, but, you know, good enough. Better than a lot of them. I don't know. Yeah, so anyway. That's a plan. That's a plan to be thinking about. So, yeah, interesting. And I will go over to my parents' house this afternoon, and I will tell my dad, hey, guess what? The tree guys showed up today. Does this mean I'm going to be tired for the rest of the day? Yeah, it probably means I'm going to be a little bit messed up for the day, but... Oh, it could be worse. And I probably won't care, because my brother is in town. My brother drove into town for, I don't want to say no reason, but this is fun. So yesterday, I got to hang out with my brother. And my family, me and my mom and my dad and my brother, we went out to eat to Mediterranean Bistro. Yeehaw! And I had my Juje kebab, and it was so yummy. It was delicious. Then we went back to my parents' house, and we hung out for a while and watched some wacky shows. My brother turned me on to a show called Dairy Girls. And we watched an episode of that, and I about lost it. It was so funny. It was so good. And that's on Netflix or Amazon Prime, or I don't know the difference, and I don't even care. I don't even remember now. One thing we watched was something on Amazon Prime. Yeah, no. Dairy Girls is on Netflix, and it's pretty good. It's about a group of four or five Northern Irish schoolgirls, you know, like high school girls, who live in Derry during the Troubles, you know, during the 80s. And it's funny. You wouldn't think a show like that, taking place in a situation like that, would be funny, but no, it is. It's absolutely a stitch. It's hilarious. It was killing me. I was dying. And then around that time, my parents went to bed, and my brother and I stayed up a little while longer watching something else. Tokyo Vampire Hotel. Now, this is a show that my brother was telling me about some months ago, but I wasn't able to see it because, you know, weird Amazon Prime stuff, and I don't have that. And my brother said, oh, you can use mine, and blah, blah, blah. We tried to set it up, but and there was, for one reason or another, I wasn't able to get onto it, piggyback onto his account. I don't remember why, but I'll try to. So we watched this show. We watched the first episode of Tokyo Vampire Hotel, and I about lost my mind. It's the greatest thing I've ever seen. It's good. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, but Tobe, you hate vampire crap. You hate Twilight and New Moon and Interview with the Vampire. You hate all that crap. Yes, it is true. I do hate vampire crap. But balancing that out, I love Japanese stuff. I love weird Japanese films. I also love anime and manga. Well, not all of it, but, you know, some of it. And this show looks like it comes from this is like a live-action adaptation of some kind of manga product or something, because it, when they show it, you just, if you've seen enough manga and anime, you have a general vibe for the look and what that stuff looks like and how it goes. And oh my god, it started up and I was like, yeah, this is great. The first scene is just insane. And it's just crazy. It's got that weird, crazy Japanese horror vibe. But on the other hand, the plot, or the theme, the idea of this vampire, it's two warring vampire clans. Okay, well, the warring vampire clan idea has gotten a little tired, but at least they're not fighting werewolves. But the upshot of this whole thing is that it's Japanese. And so it's a little crazy. And when I say crazy, you know, there's no stupid exposition. There's no expository dialogue like you get in stuff like Twilight. You have to have the characters explain what's going on so the dumb people who are watching it can understand what's happening. Tokyo Vampire Hotel is not like that at all. There is some minor expository narration, but it's very, very sparse. You get some at the beginning as an introduction, and that just sets the scene, and then that's about it. And you are left to figure it out on your own, and it is chaotic and strange, and you do not know what's happening, and that's why I love it. I like to watch movies and TV shows where you kind of have to figure out what's going on for yourself. And we do not have that in America. That is not a common device in America. American shows are very, and movies are very obvious, very meticulously planned and laid out so that everybody can follow what's going on. And if there's any type of confusion, you have to have your exposition. You have to have a character on the screen explaining what's going on to the audience. That's just the way it is. Which is why I generally don't like American media. There's no American fiction that I find interesting. Specifically for these reasons. You know, it just doesn't challenge my mind. It's not interesting enough for me to pay any attention to. But this Tokyo Vampire Hotel business, we were going to have to watch some more of this. We only watched one episode last night, and it was about 40 minutes long before my brother had to crash. And I didn't blame him. He had to go to bed at about 11. Because when he drove here, he drove straight through. And it's a 14-hour and 35-minute drive. Almost 15 hours. And so he had to get up. I don't know what time he got up, but he had to leave his house at about 4 a.m. to make it to my parents' house at, what time did he show up? A little bit after 6:30 p.m. So he was understandably tired. And so he went to bed. I went home. And I started watching wacky YouTube videos, and I found that when I got home, Kate and Audrey from the YouTube channel Audrey123 Talks, Kate and Audrey had posted a new video. It was only a few minutes old. And what was it? It was them doing Ram Jam. Audrey had her guitar, Kate had her bass. And, you know, these are the kids that play Rocksmith and learn how to play their musical instruments. And so they started up the Rocksmith version of Ram Jam and played along. And it was actually pretty good. They also played a longer extended version of it. Audrey nailed her solos pretty good. Kate's bass playing was decent. I'd give it an 88%. And, of course, as always, Kate had to try to sing. It doesn't quite hit the mark. She always comes in a half a beat late. It's kind of funny. But it's understandable because she hasn't actually heard the songs before. She'll hear them like once or twice, but that doesn't mean she has them memorized and knows when the lyrics come in. And even though she's seeing the lyrics come up on a computer screen, she doesn't, being a kid, she doesn't quite get when that's supposed to drop. But it was pretty great, because Kate was doing all of her regular, usual sort of metal singing techniques. Singing in a low, basso profundo register. And going, raw, making monster noises. On occasion. She tried to get the lyrics. It's pretty fun listening to Kate sing American songs, because, well, English isn't her strongest language, and she can't read it very well. So when she's trying to read the lyrics and then sing them, especially the pace of the song Black Betty, you know, whoa, Black Betty, bam, lamb, whoa, Black Betty, bam, lamb, Black Betty had a child, bam, lamb. Well, Kate was really good at the bam, lambs, but getting the rest out was a little, shall we say, creative or improvisational. But I was glad to see that. I was happy to see that. The other day they did something good too. What song did they do? I don't remember. These kids are normally doing metal. You know, I don't care about Slipknot or Five Finger Death Punch or any of this other stuff. But every once in a while, they will drop an awesome tune. I've seen them do Clash a couple times, and what they did something the other day where I just said, well, that's great. I was very happy for them. And of course, today, or last night, it's like, yay, good job. Good job doing Black Betty. Oh, it was funny. What did they do the other day that was almost kind of impressive? I was like, man, now I can't remember. Got too much on my mind. I got a wacky cat back there. What's that cat doing? I don't know. So I got to stretch. Got to get ready. Got to get my shoulder. How is my shoulder today? It's a little bit better this morning. And so, in about 4 or 5 more minutes, I'm going to head over to my parents' house, hang out with my brother. We might go get something to eat or something. I don't know. I think my parents have to practice. Or is that later tonight? I don't know. Last night they were talking about something, and I think their band is going to practice. And why does my face hurt right here? Ow. So I don't know what's going on, but I got to go over there. Maybe we'll watch some more Tokyo Vampire Hotel. Because that's an interesting show, and I don't know what's going on yet. Haven't seen a hotel. Well, it's obviously in Tokyo, because, you know, all these people are running around in Shinjuku. You know, I think, yeah, it was Shinjuku. And we noticed that some of them might be vampires, although we haven't noticed anybody actually drinking blood. There's just been a lot of fighting, a lot of gunfights that these people then heal from. So why do they bother, you know, using the guns? I don't know. Still trying to work that out. It'll probably make sense at some point in time. And all we know in the story so far is that there's the main character is apparently a woman or a young girl named Manami, whose birthday is in 2 hours. And some scary people are trying to find her. And some other scary people are trying to protect her. And she doesn't know what's going on. She's just scared, screaming, running around, and wearing a wig. Why is she wearing a wig? Well, because her hair is only about a quarter inch long. We know this because the wig falls off in one particular scene. And why is she wearing a wig? So it's all very interesting. It's all very mysterious. And I'm so glad I'm finally getting to see Tokyo Vampire Hotel, which I recommend. I highly recommend if you like Japanese style stuff, Japanese horror, or if you like anime and manga, then this is pretty good. But this is adult stuff. This is very bloody and gory. So if you have kids that don't want to see that, don't show it to them. It is not in English. You are going to have to learn your native language and read the subtitles if you want to know what's going on. So, yeah. But I highly recommend it. Even if you like random vampire stuff, this might work for you too, but it seems to be like more guns than vampire. And there hasn't been any romance yet. There's no handsome, glittering vampire who is, you know, soft-spoken and gentle. No, this is extraordinarily violent. It's bad news all around. Just like the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe. And it's time for me to get out of here, so I'm going to go. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.